What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, hit that like button. It makes you comment. It really helps with the algorithm. To all the newcomers, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. If you want to support the channel, join the Patreon, and I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to fight censorship, make sure you subscribe to my mailing list or follow me on the alternate platform. Links below.
So today, we're going to be discussing how Playboy, out of all the corporations, the conglomerates out there, Playboy went full woke.
It don't even make sense. It really doesn't make sense. Why don't they just come up with a new magazine to put gay men in? Actually, I'm sure those magazines exist. They never want to let us heterosexual men have anything. They really doing it to piss us off. Oh yeah, we'll show those toxic heterosexual men. We'll put a little fairy boy with bunny ears and Playboy. That'll really piss them off. No, we'll just stop buying Playboy.
I didn't think that was a possibility. Now, for some of you weirdos out there or some of you normies who may not know the...
Oh yeah, and it's no coincidence that we're seeing all these images of feminized black men, gay black men, plastered all over the media. You know what the agenda is. Black masculinity is scary, right? Dumbass bunny ears.
Yeah, this is...
Oh no, not the fucking tail. The tail, they went too far with the tail. I'm bringing a whole new meaning to Playboy, honey. Fuck out of here.
I'm a medium hot girl. What does that mean? None of my high school crushes ever liked me back, and I rely on these bad boys to appear attractive. Nice.
What did I say? I said that before. Women who get pink hair, full body tattoos, all this extra shit, they were never pretty enough to get that much attention. So they got to do something extra and out there to make up for it because they're average looking. They're just average people overall. The nose ring, the bull ring, yada, 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 tattoos, the crazy hairstyles, the crazy colors.
Freakiest thing I've ever done? Yeah. Has to be threesomes.
You fuck two girls? That's a
She looked like the innocent girl next door. Do you know how many guys she could trick into thinking that she's a sweet, wholesome girl? You know how easy it would be for her to trick guys into thinking that?
What's your body count?
Zero.
Count.
I'd be so serious right now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's possible. They are out there. But these days, it's just not that believable. Look at that look on his face. It's just not that damn believable.
What's your body count?
Zero. I'm a
bruh.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Okay, yeah, but she lying. Because she laughing and giggling under that damn mask. See, we don't talk about that. Women will lie about their body count, but they'll also lie about being the V word. That's the ultimate lie. But if you're a pro, you'll be able to tell.
That.
What's your body count?
Zero.
Men with paychecks have this awkward, weird feeling that women want to use them for your money. Sir, you can't use yourself for your money. Keep the change that you got. When women say,
but when I get bread, I hope I don't turn into that, yo. Like, he just shits on average men to pander to the egos of certain women. Like, you're a bad person. If you don't make 400K...
I just find it funny all these women have these standards. You got to make, you know, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Look, you're not getting wifed up by those guys. You can get pump bombed, but you'll never get wifed up by them. Most of them won't. 90% of women will not get wifed up by these high value men. So you could take a crap on average men all you want, but you won't end up happy.
If you make 70K, keep the change. If you average dude, go kill yourself. Like, you're a bad person. And for real, you're just setting these women up for failure. Like, only 10...
A lot of guys don't care about being bad people. They don't. A lot of guys just care about feeling powerful, feeling like some type of tough guy, feeling like they're financially successful, feeling like they could pull a bitch. Having character on a deep level? Nah, most men care about getting some money and getting a bitch. And a lot of men will do pretty much whatever it takes to get that, or do pretty much whatever to feel powerful. Keyword, feel. Not even be powerful, just feel powerful.
10% of the country's population makes 100K a year. So I don't know why you're speaking Like, this is something that every man needs to do to have a woman. Like, it's not gonna happen. And even if you make that much, you're gonna have other priorities than spending money on a Chanel bag or a purse for a woman. Like, come on. But you're feeding the egos of these women, pushing them down the way of thought that they deserve this top percentage of men, when that's just completely unrealistic. And trying to make sure you get this small percentage of men is just gonna guarantee a lot of women remain single. Like, all you ladies can't have Goku, all you ladies can't have Naruto. A lot of y'all gonna have to get with the Kibas, the Yamchas, the Krillins, the Shinos, the regular guys, bro. Same way y'all are regular women. Like this.
A lot of these women rather die alone. Once they get a taste of that high value man, whatever that may mean to her, she could never settle for less. I mean, she might when she get fat and ugly, but eventually she'll probably leave him. But trust me, a lot of women would rather die alone than settle. You'd be shocked. It seemed like he was hurt by it, though. Like, I don't get hurt by this stuff because I don't care. Money don't make me, whether women like me or don't like me, don't make me. So I would never get a nerve hit by these fucking dummies I go over. It seemed like he might have had a nerve hit. Don't let this stuff affect you like that, fellas. I mean, you could talk about it, but don't get in your emotions about it.
Why are you dressed like that?
Because I'm a whore.
You can tell that these people are very peaceful. I mean, I've never seen so much a diverse group.
You enjoy that profession?
Yes, I do.
You think all other young women should emulate
yes,
you?
Yes, all women should be whores. It's freedom.
Do you care about the consequences?
I don't give a about the consequences of being a whore.
You don't have a soul anymore.
Uh-uh.
You don't have a soul.
I've got the soul fucked out of me.
I mean, I like her. At least she honest. That's what we say all the time in the Red Pill community. These women have their soul fucked out of them. And I know you think, oh, this lady is crazy, crazy, crazy. Most of these women are this crazy. They just have enough sense to not present themselves like this as far as physically. But in their mind, that's what's going on. But it's just as much chaos in the average woman's mind. Don't forget that.
Who made you what you are today?
You did, Sinclair. Is your name Sinclair?
Are you Trump now? Should we pray for you? You need prayer? Yeah, you need prayer. Pray for her. It's sad. It's really sad.
Hey, this chick is awesome. I mean, I know I'm supposed to be roasting her or whatever, but I like this chick. If a chick come up to you and start doing some weird shit like that, just run the other way. Nothing good or positive is usually coming.
There was a girl recently that stopped talking to me because she was like, I've never talked to somebody who takes so long to text me back.
Dude, that is my number one
This was like 2 weeks ago. It was 15 minutes.
No. 15 minutes?
So she used to dealing with bitch-made punk dudes who don't have any other options, who text her back the first 3 seconds. Don't ever do that, fellas. I bet she don't really truly like those guys who text her back in less than a minute. She'll use them for attention and validation and favors. But she don't really like them. And I bet this woman who's doing this has already been ran through. So she fed up with dudes not texting her back. She already done sexed 50 dudes who never text her back. So now she feel like she fed up. So she got standards now.
At most, maybe 25, 25.
Big jump. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, I remember this. Because if you get with somebody like that, like relationship-wise, they're going to expect more.
For sure. If I don't respond for 8 hours, most of the dudes that I talk to take themselves out of the game. And they're like, oh, she doesn't like me. But it does impact our relationships because the same way we're like, I want you to understand that I take a long time, we have to understand that they want quick responses. So what I've come to decide is like, I need to get in the habit of just being like, hey, I'm not going to respond for the next few hours. I need to over communicate that I'm going to be like MIA.
No, she'll text the guy that she's really into back immediately. Even if she at work, she could be in the biggest meeting of her life. She'll text him back. So don't believe that.